locker room.
I know he's not thinking about that right now. The four receptions for 44 yards. He's got his boy Trey down there, and all Trey's thinking about is Legos for Christmas. And I told that's a good thing. When you go home after a game like this, just hug your kids because they're just happy you're there. But Ed, what was wrong? I mean, the first half of this, she couldn't get anything going offensively.
Yes, we have days like that, man. But there's nothing we can do about it now. Nothing we do about it now. A loss is a loss. I mean, we could have lost by 50 or lost by 3 points. A loss is a loss. We still got another game. We can't harp on it. We got to go check the tape and see where we sputtered a little bit. I thought we moved the ball very well early on, but we just couldn't punch it in and a little self-inflicted wounds. We had to find a way to finish those drives off, and this is the time when we need it. This December, going into January and playing in February. We got to learn from those mistakes and learn because it's win or go home now. And from the next game till playoffs, it's win or go home.
So the fact that it was closer to 50 than 3 doesn't matter at this point?
It doesn't matter, man. The game got out of hand at the end. You would want to see the guys compete a little bit more, but I mean, it got out of hand. You go into the next game. You can't dwell off this game and say, oh, let it get you down for the next game or let it kind of predict some of the outcome for the next game. No, this game is over. It's in the books. It's time to worry about the next game because we need the next game to, you know, control our own destiny.
So he's watching out of the corner of his eye to see what his boy is doing. But, you know, I know Joe's never going to say anything. But, you know, he's not going to make any excuses. Did you see any difference in the way that he moved around or the way he threw the ball?
I mean, you can with an injury like that, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different. Sit down. It's going to be a little bit different.
He's talking to me.
It's gonna be a little bit different. So, it takes away a little bit of his mobility. But the thing I like about Joe, he's aggressive every time, and he's not gonna make excuses for himself. He's not gonna make excuses for anybody else. He's gonna try to win. He's gonna go out there and win. And I'm pretty sure we're gonna learn from this and go into the next game.
Yeah, you're gonna have to at this point. But it's a little surprising. You guys have been playing so well for such a period here. You know, 6 games, 5-1, that you come out and just single. I mean, literally, you know, from the pass interference on to Justin missing the field goal, Everything went wrong for you today.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said, when it rains, it pours, and it seemed like today was one of those games, and hopefully this was the last one of the season, and we could just get back to playing really good football and going into the playoffs on the hot streak. But we got one more that we're thinking about. We're gonna enjoy our little Christmas, but we're worried about the next game and coming out of that with a victory.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
No problem.